天父上帝，我们来到你的面前，我们恳求主你怜悯我们。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and pray that you will have mercy upon us.
愿主你大能的手亲自托住我们。
May your powerful hand continue to lift us up.
我们所思想的，求主你让我们明白。
And help us understand the things that we meditate upon.
让我们单单仰望主你的荣光。
That we would always look up to you only and your glory.
让我们的一生的年日都可以荣耀你。
That the days of lives may bring glory to your name.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
人的立生啊，离不开做各种各样的决定。
In our lives, we all have to make many decisions.
那么小的决定，像每天你要穿什么、吃什么。
Small decision as what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear.
那么大的决定呢，就包括我们的职业啊、婚姻啊等等。
And major decisions such as our marriage and our career.
每个人都希望我们的决定是正确的。
Everyone hopes that their decisions would be correct.
那我们都希望说我们的决定会带来好的结果。
And we also hope that our decisions will bring good result.
因为中国有句俗话说叫“男怕选错行，女怕嫁错郎”。
Chinese has a saying that.A man is afraid to choose a wrong career, and a woman is afraid to marry the wrong guy.
其实在现代社会里，其实女生也怕选错行。
Actually, in our modern society, I believe females are also afraid of choosing the wrong career.
那么男生也怕娶错新娘哈。
And then the males are afraid of marry the wrong bride.
我遇到一个姐妹，她遇到了很多生活上的困难。
I knew a sister who faced many difficulties in her life.
刚刚来到美国，没有身份。
And she just arrived to the States and she has no status.
也没有一个稳定的工作。
And no stable job.
那么她一个人带着两个孩子。
And she had two children with her.
然后她就想，希望能够结婚，安定一下她的生活。
So she was hoping to get married that she can settle down.
所以他跟我讲的时候，他说他身体有病，需要看医生。
And she told me that she was ill and she needs to see a doctor.
而且他现在没有医疗保险。
But she had no medical insurance.
所以他决定他要嫁给另外一个男人。
So she decided that she would marry someone.
希望这样可以解决他所有的问题。
By doing so, she may solve all her problems.
那么暂时眼前的问题可能是得到解决。
Maybe the problem she faced at the moment can be solved.
但是从她结婚第一天开始，就是有各种各样新的问题出现。
But from the first day of her marriage, many new problems arose.
最后她的这一次的婚姻又是以失败告终。
So her marriage ended in failure once again.
所以我们做什么样的选择，有的时候需要我们对神有一个很好的信心。
So when we make decisions, we need to have a very strong faith in God.
所以选择信心呢，我们需要面对很多的困难。
And to choose to faith God, we will run into many difficulties as well.
这既包括我们的外部的环境，也包括我们内心的一些的挣扎。
And these difficulties, some come from the pressure from the outside, but some from our own inner struggles.
去年我们曾经有一段的讲道哈，一个系列我们讲到圣灵的引导。
Last year I preached a series on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们特别讲到说我们怎么样能够从圣灵得到智慧。
And I remember speaking about how we be led by the Holy Spirit specifically.
所以我们从神那里得到帮助，我们可以做一个智慧的决定。
So when we receive help from God, we can make a wise decision.
我们感谢主，那自从那个时候以后，我听到一些弟兄姐妹跟我分享，他们做决定开始知道说先要去祷告。
So thank God that ever since that preaching, some people responded by saying now they know how to pray before they, you know, make that decision.
我想这只是我们做选择信心的第一步。
I think this is the first step to choosing to faith in God.
所以亚伯拉罕的信心之旅是开始与他在乌尔的时候就蒙到上帝的呼召。
Abraham's journey of faith started when he was called by God from his town Ur.
然后他就毅然决然的 离开了家乡。
And then he decisively left his hometown.
所以在信心的大考中，他第一次怎么样？得了满分。
So he passed the first test.
但是今天我们看这段故事，接下来的时候，看到马上亚伯拉罕就经历了另外一个考验。
But today's story, we can see that Abraham right away went into another important test.
那这一次他是彻底的失败了。
But this time he totally failed.
所以我们看到信心伟人都需要经历这样一个成长的过程。
So we can see that the heroes of faith also has a growing process.
那对于我们来说更是如此。
It is even more so to us.
其实不论是成功还是失败啊。
Actually, no matter whether it's success or failure.
亚伯拉罕都给我们留下了非常宝贵的经验。
Abraham left with us a very precious experience.
值得我们去借鉴。
That we can learn from.
好，今天我们就来一起看这个故事。
So today, let's look at this story together.
那这个故事呢是在创世纪的第十二章。
This story is found in Genesis chapter 12.
那么第十节到第二十节。
Verses 10 to 20.
我们如果有圣经的话，请你打开创世纪第十二章。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Genesis chapter 12.
我们来看第十节到二十节。
We will read from verses 10 to 20.
那么我来读中文，裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Petal will read in English.
那么创世纪第十二章第十节，那地遭遇饥荒。
And there was a famine in the land.
因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂居。
And Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land.
将近埃及，就对他妻子撒来说，我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人。
And it came to pass when he was come near to enter into Egypt that he said unto Sarah his wife,
埃及人看见你必说，这是他的妻子，他们就要杀我，却要叫你存活。
Behold now, I know that you are a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see you,that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me.
求你说，你是我的妹子，使我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。
And they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, and they will save you alive. I say, I pray you, you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of you.
及至亚伯兰到了埃及，埃及人看见那妇人极其美貌。
It came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair.
法老的臣宰看见她，就在法老面前夸奖她，那妇人就被带进法老的宫去。
The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh.And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house.
法老因这妇人就厚待亚伯兰，亚伯兰得了许多的牛、羊、骆驼、公驴、母驴、仆婢。
And he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen and the asses, and manservant and maidservants and she asses and camels.
耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故，降大灾与法老和他的全家。
And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
法老就招了亚伯兰来说，你这向我做的是什么事呢？为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子？
And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, what is this that you have done unto me?Why did you not tell me that she is your wife?
为什么说她是你的妹子，以致我把她娶来要做我的妻子？现在你的妻子在这里，可以带她走吧。
And why did you say she is my sister? So I might have taken her to me to wife. Now therefore, behold your wife, take her and go your way.
于是法老吩咐人将亚伯兰和他的妻子，并他所有的都送走了。
And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had.
所以我们看到这段故事，我们就常常会想，哇，亚伯拉罕怎么会撒谎，而且是撒谎到说把他妻子啊说不是他的妻子哈。
So we wondered as we read the story that how Abraham would lie and to say that his wife actually was his sister.
其实这个故事我们仔细来思想，不是简单撒谎与不撒谎的问题哈。
But as we think more about it, this story is not really about lying and not lying.
那么这个故事经文的结构非常的清楚哈。
And the structure of the verses is very clear.
那么第十节的话就讲到说亚伯兰决定要迁居埃及。
Verse 10 tells us that Abraham decided to sojourn into Egypt.
十一节到第十三节则是讲到亚伯拉罕对撒拉的讲话。
And verses 11 to 13 tell us that Abraham was talking to his wife Sarah.
那么撒拉却没有回音哈。
And Sarah didn't say anything.
那么第十四节到十七节是在埃及所发生的故事。
And verses 14 to 17 tell us the story happened in Egypt.
十八节跟十九节呢，这是法老对亚伯拉罕的讲话。
And then verses 18 to 19 records Pharaoh's talk to Abraham.
请注意这里边亚伯拉罕没有回话。
And Abraham didn't say anything.
那么第二十节就是这个故事的结论哈。
And at verse 20 as the conclusion of this story,
亚伯拉罕被迫返回迦南。
Abraham was forced to return to Canaan.
所以这是一个小小的故事，但是结构是非常对称的，首尾呼应。
Even it's a very short story, we can see the structure is very interesting that the beginning and the end echo each other.
亚伯拉罕的计谋跟法老对他的责备是相互对应的。
And we can see that Abraham's plot and Pharaoh's rebuke to him also echo each other.
所以我们现在讲到说迦南美地，我们常常以为那个地方是很肥沃的哈。
How we talk about Canaan as a promised land as if it's a very fertile place.
不是的，我们说迦南美地之所以说它美，乃是因为它是上帝应许之地。
Actually, it wasn't so. It's beautiful because it's a promise by God.
所以迦南地当时并不是十分的富庶哈。
The land of Canaan was not a rich place.
因为它严重的缺乏水资源。
It has a serious shortage of water.
我们住在加州应该是深有感受，因为我们这里的气候跟那个地方很相似的，都是地中海式的气候。
So living in California, I think that we can have this deeper understanding because our climate is very similar to the Mediterranean climate.
如果不下雨的话，那个地方就会造成饥荒。
If we don't have rain, it will create a drought.
其实相比之下呢，亚伯拉罕的家乡乌尔啊，是在两河流域的那个地方，非常富庶的。
Comparatively speaking, Abraham's hometown Ur was pretty developed because it's in Mesopotamia along the two rivers.
而且埃及的话，我们知道埃及是有尼罗河，所以埃及是古代文明的一个发源地之一也是。
And as for Egypt, it's the cradle of ancient civilization because they have a river Nile.
所以神没有让亚伯拉罕住在乌尔，更没有让他去住到埃及啊。
So God did not ask Abraham to continue living Ur or to live in Egypt.
但是亚伯拉罕是个生意人。
But Abraham being a businessman.
而且他是属于那种游牧民的这样的不同的地方去居住。
And a nomad who traveled in different places.
那遇到饥荒，顺理成章他要迁徙到一个比较好的地方去。
So it's very natural that when famine came, that he would move somewhere else.
所以我们看到这里面就说到亚伯拉罕决定要下到埃及去。
So here we read that Abraham decided to move down to Egypt.
很简单，埃及有粮食。
Because there is food.
那么但是呢，有一点他们要知道，上帝给他的应许是要住在什么迦南地。
But one thing that he forgot was that God's promise for him was to live in the land of Canaan.
是不可以轻易离开的。
So he cannot move away easily.
可能我们都有很多的原因可以说，哎呀，我没有粮食吃啊，我要死了，神的应许怎么办呢
？Maybe we have many reasons we would ask, you know, what?About food, and am I going to starve to death?
很多时候我们也是这样，当我们不乐意听从神的话，我们有很多的借口可以说出来。
And many times it's the same with us. When we don't want to listen to God, we come up with many, many excuses.
但是亚伯拉罕显然是因为害怕饥荒会给他的财产，给他的人身安全带来威胁，他要迁居埃及。
But it was obvious that Abraham, for the fear of famine, no food, that he wanted security, so he decided to move down to Egypt.
所以在这种惧怕之下做出的决定啊，通常都不是好的决定。
So decision made out of fear is usually not a good decision.
我想我们大家都知道了，去年我们这个疫情刚刚来的时候，我们很多人都在抢购哈。
I think that many of us know that last year when the pandemic broke out, a lot of people tried to grab food.
我们这个特别害怕没有吃的，于是很多人都买了很多大米，对不对
？So we were afraid we'll be short of food, so a lot of people went and bought rice.
然后呢，你米后来也吃不完，最后不得不要处理掉了。
And then they have to do something else about the rice because they couldn't finish them.
这个大米还好是比较便宜哈。
Well, rice is cheap, you know.
但是很多时候，我们在惧怕之下做的决定。常常是一个错误的决定。
But a lot of times, decisions made out of fear is usually a wrong decision.
上帝给我们的带领是最好的。
God's guidance for us will be the best.
但是我们要顺从这样的带领，却不是件容易做的事情。
But to follow and obey this kind of guidance is not easy.
那么谁不希望我们做出一个最佳的决定？
Who doesn't want to have a best decision?
但是上帝的最好和我们的最佳之间是有些出入的。
But there is some discrepancies between what we think best and what God thinks best.
很多时候我们只是看到眼前的利益，我们觉得是这样。
Many times we see the immediate gains and losses in front of us.
但是上帝是从永恒的角度来为我们做安排的。
But God makes this arrangement from the perspective of eternity.
所以就需要我们有信心才能够迈出那一步。
So we need to have faith to step forward.
所以选择信心呢，就要我们敢于面对困难。
So to choose faith requires us to be able to face our difficulties.
毫无惧怕。
Without any fear.
所以这是我们选择信心的前提条件。
So this is the prerequisite for us to choose by faith.
所以我们来看亚伯拉罕下埃及明显是一个错误的决定。
We know that Abraham went down to Egypt was a wrong decision.
但是当亚伯拉罕面对他到了一个陌生的地方会遇到的危险，他又做了另外一个错误的决定。
And then the dangers that he faced in a different land, he made another wrong decision.
并不是说他所面对的危险啊，是他凭他想象，这个是真实的危险。
The danger wasn't imaginative, it was real.
因为在当时那个年代，你漂泊迁徙的话是十分危险的事情。
Because at that time, as you sojourning over the places, it was a very dangerous task.
所以亚伯拉罕的顾忌啊，并不是空穴来风啊。
So Abraham's worries and cares wasn't groundless.
那么也确实是哈。因为萨莱确实是非常的美貌。
Indeed, it was so because Sarah was very beautiful.
不过有人会问哈。
But some people may ask.
萨拉现在多大年纪了还这么美貌。
How old was Sarah then and how come she was still so beautiful?
你知道亚伯拉罕出乌尔的时候75岁对不对
?We know Abraham was 75 when he left Ur.
那么萨拉比他小十岁 ,65 岁。
And Sarah was 10 years younger, so she was 65.
你说了哦 ,65 岁的老太太还有这么抢手的哈。
An old lady of 65 years old, she's still so, worth catching.
但是我们要知道当时的年纪跟现在不一样的哈。
But we need to know that there's a difference about the ages back then and from now.
因为在一个创世纪里很多的人物他们都是到40岁才成家的。
Because in Genesis we read that many people didn't get married until they were 40.
所以很多人都是活到了差不多100多岁哈。
And most people lived over 100 years old.
那么萨拉是活到了127岁。
And Sarah lived to be 127.
所以现在这个时候她是不是很年轻的少女，但是她是中年妇女的样子。
So even though she was not a young girl, she was a middle-aged woman.
中国有句成语叫徐娘半老。
So she still remained her charm.
后面那句是什么？ 风韵犹存哈。
So she was a middle-aged woman, and her charm remained.
所以亚伯拉罕犯了一个错误啊，他是为了要保自身的安全哈。
So Abraham made a mistake to protect himself.
他没有说来依靠神哈。
He at this time we didn't see that he depended on God.
所以他在上帝的应许上妥协了。
So he compromised on God's promise.
所以其实亚伯拉罕也并不是完全撒谎、啊。
But actually, Abraham wasn't saying a total lie.
那么创世纪里面后面讲到说萨拉却是他的同父异母的妹妹。
Because later in Genesis, in Exodus, we read that Sarah was his half-sister.
但是一半的真理啊不是真理。
But half-truth actually is not the whole truth.
那么一半的真理也不是真理是什么是谎言的、啊、
Half-truth actually was a lie.
你要知道这是撒旦最拿手的把戏哈。
And this is the trick that Satan used the best.
撒旦要引诱我们的时候他不是用完全的谎言的。
When he wanted to seduce us, he wasn't using a total lie.
因为谎言的话你一听你就知道了你不会相信的。
Because we can see through a lie.
常常是把一半的谎言一半的真理混在一起真真假假你就分不清楚了。
So many times he would mix half a truth with half a lie.To confuse us.
亚伯拉罕的这个计划看起来是天衣无缝的。
Abraham's plan seems to be seamless.
一般情况下如果要夺别人的妻子一定要把她丈夫给杀了对不对
Under normal circumstances, if you want to take someone else's wife, you have to first kill the husband.
那么如果他是撒拉的哥哥哥的话人家不会杀他会跟他讨价还价的。
But if he is Sarah's brother, people wouldn't kill him, but would negotiate with him.
而且我们确实看到第十六节法老送他很多东西对不对
And then actually we read in verse 16 that Pharaoh gave him a lot of stuff.
但是呢他可能心里想、哦、我把我的性命保住哈。
So Abraham was thinking, you know, in doing so, I can secure my life.
那么留得青山在不怕没柴烧哈。
As long as the green hills there, there will be no shortage of firewood.
但是他没有想到他把婚姻当儿戏同时也把上帝的应许怎么样放在了一个危险的境
界。But at this time we can see that he treated his marriage as a child's play and he ignored God's promise.
所以他几乎断送了这个信仰的第一家庭。
So he almost ruined the first family of faith.
因为神应许的是从撒拉出的后裔对不对
Because God has promised that Sarah will have a child.
而且同时他上帝的祝福怎么样也几乎被毁于一旦。
And God's blessing was almost ruined.
所以选择信心呢真的不是件容易的事情。
So it really isn't easy to walk the path of faith.
所以当我们有惧怕的心的时候我们就没有办法做一个好的选择。
So when we are filled with fear, we cannot make a good decision.
那么最后所流失的是神给我们的祝福。
At the end, what we lose will be the blessing God intends for us.
中国人是善用计谋的哈。
We know Chinese people are very good at making strategies.
古代我们就有孙子兵法。
In the ancient time, we had the 孙子's art of war.
那么还有三十六计哈。
And he has 36 strategies.
那么三十六计都有什么？大家知道吗
？Do you know some of these strategies?
不一定记得，大家。都知道那最后一计哈。
Not everyone knows the each one, but everybody probably know the last one.
所以亚伯拉罕就采用了这最后一计哈。
So Abraham chose to use the last strategy.
我们有什么调虎离山呐、啊、瓮中捉鳖呀、啊、哈。
So we have a strategies like a distraction or trapping your enemy.
还有金蝉脱壳啊，对不对
？And then to escape from your enemy.
所以常常我们把算盘打得噼啪乱响的啊，算怎么样对我最合适
？So we can plan a strategy, you know, to the best benefit of our own.
但是如果我们只知道计谋，却是没有智慧的话
，But if we only know the tactics without wisdom,
那个就难。得到上帝的祝福。
It will be hard to receive God's blessing.
所以面对潜在的威胁的时候，亚伯拉罕选择是用撒谎来掩盖，而不是信靠神。
So in the face of potential danger, Abraham chose to lie instead of trust.
所以呢，这个时候他就犯了一个很大的错误，而且把他自己的家庭啊放在一个危险之中。
So he made a grave error and put his family in danger.
那么、我跟师母刚结婚的时候，正好今天师母在啊。
when my wife and I first got married,
那我们遇到一个问题哈、
啊。We had a problem.
那、师母当时是拿着工作签证的哈。
And she had a working permit.
那么她呢，把自己的签证过效的日期给忘了。
And she forgot the expiration date.
结果有一天我一翻她的这护照呢，才找出来说，哎，你这个签证已经过期了。
So one day I was looking at the passport and found out that her working visa has expired.
然后呢，就赶快跟移民局去申请，说你这个签证过期，要去 renew 啊，重新再发一个新的签证。
So right away we applied to the immigration office to renew her work permit.
但是移民局说了，不行，你这个如果没过期的话，你可以在这里 renew。已经过期了，你必须回去。
But immigration office wouldn't allow it because they said this is expired. And if it hasn't expired, we can renew. But now you have to go.
所以你必须回到你原先的这个国家，然后再重新申请。
So you must return to your original country and then apply again.
所以我们就很担心呐、啊，哎呀，刚刚结婚怎么办？这个又分开，啊，这个他回去签证。能不能拿到签证我们不知道、啊、
So we got worried because we just got married and she had to leave to go back and whether she will be getting another visa that was not guaranteed.
如果她拿不到签证怎么办呢？我们不能在一起了。
So if she didn't get the visa again, then we couldn't be together.
然后我还要回到香港去住吧。
And then I have to return to Hong Kong to live.
哎呀，香港也没有我们做我们这一行的。我们当时我是学化学的嘛。
And I was a chemistry major. And then I thought, when I go back to Hong Kong, I will not find a job.
很多人很关心我们。
So many people took notice of our dilemma.
给我们出了很多的主意。
And gave us many ideas.
有人说你呀、啊、可以去墨西哥。
Some people say, oh, you can go to Mexico.
然后你可以从哪里会偷渡带回来。
You can smuggle in from somewhere else.
或者是有人说你坐船也可以，然后什么跳船都可以。
Some people say you can come by boat or you can jump ship.
反正各种各样的办法都是这个聪明的计谋哈。
So all these clever tactics, you know, were brought to us.
我跟师母，我们想，我们就一起祷告。
So my wife and I decided to pray together.
抓住神的应许。
And to grab hold of God's promise.
神的应许是什么？
And what is God's promise?
神是不希望夫妻分居的。
God does not want husband and wife to live apart.
特别是我们刚刚结婚嘛。
And we just got married.
那我们就跟神求嘛。
So we pray to God.
所以我们就放在祷告中，说师母就回香港去签证。
So as we prayed, and my wife returned to Hong Kong to wait for another visa.
所以后来就顺利的拿到签证。
And then she got it.
又回到美国。
And returned.
所以我们很多的时候会遇到很多麻烦的事情。
So many times we will encounter troublesome matters.
所以我们就面临一个选择，说我们要做合神心意的事情，还是就是按照世人所做的办法那样去做。
So we are faced with this challenge, whether to do what pleases God or to do what the world would do.
所以这是一个很大的引诱。
So it's a big seduction.
所以我们应当毫无惧怕。选择信心。
So we should choose faith without any fear.
那么我们今天读到这段故事的时候，我们就看到很多人会问，说这个故事明明白白的是亚伯拉罕做错了事情。
So when we read this story, some people would say, you know, it was very obvious Abraham made a mistake.
为什么他没有受罚，他倒得了不少的财产哈？
Why wasn't he punished, but he gained a lot?
但是法老却被罚的了。
But then Pharaoh was punished.
我们看到说这个十七节上帝有降大灾跟法老他的全家。
In verse 17, we read that God sent a big plague to Pharaoh's family.
我们不知道这个灾祸是什么哈。
We didn't know what this plague was about.
但是很显然上帝是在惩罚法老这一家人。
But it was obvious that God was punishing the household of Pharaoh.
我们要知道不要离开我们上一次读的经文，在第十二章的第一节到第三节。
So let us not forget the scripture we read in chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
神给亚伯拉罕的应许人，为你祝福的怎么样？我必赐福于他。
And God's promise to Abraham is, I will bless those who bless you.
那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。
And curse those who curse you.
所以这是神的应许在这里。
So this is God's promise to Abraham.
所以按照古代的法律啊，你是夺他人之妻，确实是一个大罪啊。
So by the ancient laws, if you take someone's wife, you commit a grave error.
所以虽然法老不知情，但也是犯罪啊。
So even though Pharaoh didn't know the truth, he inadvertently made a mistake.
而且另外一个原因是法老。是解决这个问题的关键。
Another reason was Pharaoh was a key to solving this problem.
但是我们看到，特别是讲到十八节跟十九节，是神借着法老的话来责备亚伯拉罕。
But then in verses 18 and 19, we read that God, through Pharaoh's words, rebuked Abraham.
法老接连问了亚伯拉罕三个问题。
Pharaoh asked Abraham three questions.
你为什么向我做这个事？为什么没有告诉我？为什么你说是妹，她是你的妹子？等等。
So why did you do this? Why did you not tell me? Why did you not tell me that she is your sister?
所以亚伯拉罕是
wife and not your sister.
哑口无言。
So Abraham kept silent. He had nothing to say.
他是无言以对的。
He had nothing to say.
但无论如何，我们看到神依然遵守他的诺言。
But no matter what, we see that God keeps His promise.
他的计划是不会失败的。
His plan will not fail.
那么亚伯拉罕做了欺骗的事情，最后蒙羞的是他自己。
Abraham was put to shame because of his own lie.
那么神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，在第十二章第一节说：“你要什么？你要去。”
And when God made a covenant with Abraham, telling him you need to go.
那么这个词呢是一个命令句式哈。
And that verb is indicative.
那么我们看到第十九节的时候。
And then in verse 19.
法老实际上是神借着法老之口哈。
And God through the mouth of Pharaoh.
那么就重申了神的这个命令。
Reiterated God's command.
你也是要走吧，这个走吧，实际上这个动词啊，跟神的。给他的那个命令是同样一个动词。
I use the same verb indicative case, which is the same as chapter 12, verse 1.
都是命令句式。
It's a command.
这是神奇般的相似。
So they're amazingly same.
所以上帝最后亲自出面，因为这个事情已经搞砸了，没有办法了。
So God, you know, handled this by himself.
那么只有才能够解决这个亚伯拉罕的困局。
To solve Abraham's dilemma.
所以最后亚伯拉罕还要回到什么？迦南地区。
So Abraham had to return back to Canaan.
那个是神给他的应许之地。
That was a place that God promised to him.
弟兄姐妹。
So my brothers and sisters.
我们现在是不是待在一个不该待的地方啊？
Are we staying somewhere that is not what God wants us to stay?
我们是不是在做一些不该做的事情？
Are we doing something that God does not please?
神让我们在做什么？
What does God want us to do?
其实，环境的恶劣跟现实的丑陋都不可怕。
Actually, what is not fearsome is the ugly environment or the ugliness of reality.
那么真正的可怕的是我们信心的崩溃。
What is the most dangerous is the collapse.Of our faith.
那样就会失去上帝给我们的祝福。
Because we will lose the blessing God has for us.
所以面对困局和危险呢，我们首先不是想到自我保护。
So when we face a problem or a dilemma, the first thing we should not be thinking was to protect ourselves.
我们首先想到神把我们放在这样一个环境当中，让这些事情临到我们，他的心意是什么？
We need to ponder.Under these circumstances and where God places me, what is God doing?
他让我们学习什么样的功课？
What lesson does He want me to learn?
我们怎么样借这个机会来寻求他的保护？
And how can we seek God's protection in our circumstances?
人生啊，都应该做信心的选择。
In our life, we need to make a choice out of faith.
但是信心与惧怕两个是相互对立的。
But faith and fear are opposite to each other.
信心的选择啊，面临着这个险恶环境的干扰。
Our faith choice will be faced with the interruption and the interference of our bad circumstances.
那么信心的选择呢，也会面对潜在敌意的 这种扼杀。
And the choice of faith may also be nipped by potential hostility.
但是信心选择最大的威胁不在外部环境，也不在于这个面临的潜在的威胁。
But the greatest danger of a choice by faith does not lie on the outward circumstances, but ourselves.
那也在于我们自身啊。
Ourselves.
那以前我认识一个弟兄哈，他非常的爱主，也爱他的教会。
I knew a brother who loved the Lord and loved his church.
那么他是做这种高科技工作的。
He was working in the high-tech industry.
那么他在一个非常小的公司工作。
He worked at a very small company.
于是他们家里人都劝他说：“你找一个工作，这个公司不定哪天就倒闭了。”
So his family advised him to seek other jobs because they are afraid this small company would have a bankruptcy.
于是他们家人就帮他找了一个好一点的工作。
So the family members looked for a better job for him.
那么就是在新泽西州，当时有个很大的公司叫 Lucent。
A big corporation in New Jersey called Lucent.
啊，那个公司非常大呀，哎，招了好多的人的，很有名的。
Yeah, it was a very big company. It had many employees.
而且他呢，他的母亲还有他的这个妹妹都是住在那个地方。
And his mother and his sister, younger sister, also lived there.
然后他们就说啊，这个公司。有一个工作机会，你来面试哈。
So they say there is a job opportunity at Lucent. Come for an interview.
那么这个弟兄啊，说好，我祷告一下。他祷告之后，觉得说神还是不是让他希望他离开目前的地方啊。
So the brother prayed, and in his prayer, he felt that this wasn't a place where God wanted him to go.
他觉得这个教会也是需要他啊。
And also the church needed him.
结果呢，他就决定是留在他那个。很小很小的公司，我都不要说的名字，你都不知道的哈。
So he decided to stay at the small company.
当时他的母亲非常的生气。
And his mother was very upset.
他说你一定要留在教会，难道新泽西州没有教会吗？
He said you want to stay in church. Well, New Jersey, we have churches here as well.
那么非常的不开心，但是他坚持他的决定。
So my mother was very unhappy, but this brother, you know, insisted on his decision.
其实没有过几年，这 Lucent 很大的公司一下就垮了。
But after a few years, this huge company called Lucent collapsed.
你现在去 Google 找一下，那 Lucent 不存在的了，那公司。
So if you Google Lucent, this company no longer existed.
哎，这个弟兄那公司啊，真是小的不能再小了哈。
But the small company that the brother worked for.
那么这个公司也是。他们的人呢换来换去走来走去，但是这个弟兄一直在那公司做事哈，做了好多年。
There were a lot, you know, people turn around, but the company still remains.
神给他的保守。
So that's God's protection for him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们学习亚伯拉罕的故事，就是让我们来操练一个信心的功课。
So as we learn the story Abraham, we are learning the lessons on faith.
我们知道这个故事不是来嘲笑亚伯拉罕的。
We read the story not to ridicule Abraham.
我们要吸取他的教训。
But to learn from the lesson that he learned.
我们看到从下埃及的亚伯拉罕到最后在摩利亚山上要献儿子以撒的亚伯拉罕。
We see the Abraham who went down to Egypt until later we read the Abraham who offered up his son Isaac on Mount Moriah.
他的信心的功课的一个成长，这是给我们一个很好的榜。
And his lesson on faith continued to grow, which has served as a very good example for us.
也给我们激励。
And also inspired us.
虽然人有失败的时候。
Even though we have times of failure.
但是上帝的应许不会改变。
But God's promise will never change.
他的计划不会落空。
And his plan will not fail.
当我们把上帝放在我们人生的方程式当中哈。
And when we put God in our life's equation,
我们就能够做出一个信心的选择。
We can make choices out of faith.
应当毫无惧怕选择信心。
We should choose faith without any fear.
那么这里呢，我就跟大家分享几个神的应许。
And now I want to share some of God's promises for us.
那么第一个，我跟大家分享，当你害怕的时候。
So first I want to share with you is when you're afraid.
神的应许是什么？
What is God's promise?
上帝说，我赐给你的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
God says, for I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power and a sound mind.
这是在提摩太后书第一章第七节。
This is from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
当你忧伤的时候，
And when you are grieving,
上帝说，喜乐的心乃是良药，柔忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
God's word says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones.
这是在箴言的第十七篇二十二节。
This is from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22.
当你软弱的时候，
And when you are physically weak,
上帝说，我的恩典够你用的。
God says, my grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Because my power is perfected in weakness.
这是在哥林多后书第十二章第九节。
And this comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
当你看不见前面方向的时候，
And when you're unsure about the future,
上帝说，忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And God says, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, press on toward the goal for the prize.
这是在腓立比书第三章第十四节。
And this comes from Philippians chapter 3, verse 14.
当你觉得双手无力的时候，
And when you feel powerless,
上帝说，你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
And God says, as your days, so shall your strength be.
这是在《申命记》第三十三章二十五节。
And this comes from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25.
当你内心没有平安的时候
，And when you are restless,
上帝说，你要认识我，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
God says, "Yield now and be at peace with me; therefore, goodness will come to you."
这是在《约伯记》第二十二章。
And this comes from Job chapter 22, verse 21.
当你单身自心安全的时候，
And when you're worried about your safety,
上帝说，你出你入，我要保护你，从今时直到永远。
God says, I will guard you going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever.
这是诗篇的第121篇第八节。
And this comes from Psalms 121, verse 8.
你如果有兴趣的话，对这些应许我印了几张的这个印在这块，那么聚会之后你可以拿一份。
If you're interested in these promises, I made a few copies. You can pick it up on your way out.
愿神的应许成为我们每天生活的指南。
And may God's promises become the instruction and direction of our daily life.
让我们一起低头。
And let's bow in prayer.
天父上帝，我们来到你的面前，真是愿我们在你的面前谦卑自己。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and humble ourselves.
主，我们知道我们有很多的软弱。
We know that we have many weaknesses.
很多的时候，我们不一定能够做出信心的选择。
Many times.We are not able to make choices by faith.
求主你加添我们的信心。
May you add strength to our faith.
愿你的应许成为我们的力量，成为我们的保障。
And may your promises become our strength and our security.
保守我们的心。
Please preserve our hearts.
愿我们所做的一切的事上，我们可以张扬你的名。
That everything we do, we can proclaim your name.
主啊，人的话已经讲完。
Lord, I have finished my talk.
愿主亲自圣灵在弟兄姐妹的心里面做工。
And may your Holy Spirit continue your work among our hearts.
你亲自感动我们的心。
And to move and touch our hearts.
引领我们。
And to guide us.
从今时直到永远。
From now until forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.